You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Folks, do you remember when Democrat Senate candidate out of Texas, James Tallarico, said, it's in that ad that they're playing, that the American flag makes us uncomfortable? Who's us? The left. Why does it make you uncomfortable? Things you don't like make you uncomfortable. They hate America. I mean, I've always intrinsically known this. You could tell by their policies. But saying out loud never helped you win a Democrat primary before. Until now. Remarkable polling by Scott Rasmussen shows what we've always intrinsically suspected. Progressives, liberals, whatever you want to call them, hate America. Here's what he found. Progressives who prefer the policies of AOC and Bernie Sanders have a more favorable opinion of France, 81% favorable, and the UK, 79% favorable, and Germany, 67% favorable, than they do of the US, just 57% favorable. They hate America, folks. This is why it's so striking to me when they have their little protests, no kings, or whatever silly thing they're doing. They carry flags, but never the American flag. It's always the pride flag. Never the American. Why? Because as Tallarico said, it makes me uncomfortable. Well, why are you running for office in America then? Move. I'm going to go to France or something. Remarkable analysis by Christian Hines on this. And this is so true. It's actually kind of profound. Democrats only have any sort of sentimental attachment to America when they feel like they have total ideological control over it. Because they're liberals, and liberals ultimately have no nation of their own. Trump didn't drain the soul out of anything. He didn't destroy the country. Democrats, they keep telling us he did, that he changed. He didn't. Democrats just adopted an ideology that dissolves the nation and leaves its own adherents increasingly atomized and mentally ill. But wow, that's profound. Democrats ultimately have no nation of their own. They don't. And he posts this. This is from Gallup, and it's remarkable, folks. Go back to 2001, not that long ago, okay? You proud of your country? 90% of Republicans said yes. 87% of Democrats said yes. This is 2001. 84% of independents. Fast forward to today, 2025. They just asked this question again. And what do you find? Well, nothing's changed with the Republicans. In fact, we love our country a little more. 92% say yes. I'm very proud of my country. What is it for Democrats? 36%. Just 36% say they're proud of their country. It was 87% in 2001. Where are independents? They're at 53%. And this is why Democrat areas are becoming unrecognizable. And this proves it, folks. They hate America. They do. They can't stand it. And so this is why you're seeing these candidates win in these primaries. If you're an immigrant, then that helps. That means you're not an American. They hate Americans. If you're not from here, that is better than being from here. That's why they like immigrants. Why? Because they hate America. If you're an immigrant who hates America, you're going to win. I mean, you're on fire, man. You're going to win that primary. And that's what this poll shows. And overwhelmingly, voters on the left wing, this is from hotair.com, voters on the left wing, the Democrat Party, are not that fond of America and have attitudes far more akin to Europeans than most Americans. France is more their cup of tea, which is pretty amazing since the French are having enormous political and economic problems and are now seen as the sick man of Europe. Unsurprisingly, they also view the UK quite favorably as the country is riven by massive differences between the political elite and ordinary Britons, who they're grounding underfoot. They view Germany less favorably, but still favor it more than the United States. Our culture has changed so much, they are a people without a home. Republicans have a home. It's America. And the difference is that we love the country whether we're in charge or not. This mirrors, they write, a larger trend among Democrats that they only like America when they run it. What seems to distinguish the socialist wing of the party is that they don't even like America that much when the Democrat Party has the power because they think it is systematically flawed and its political and economic systems must be replaced. You will notice that in the Gallup polling, Republicans' pride in their country is not determined, again, by whether they have political power at any moment, because their pride is directed at the system, not the people in office. This is a fundamentally different way of viewing what makes America America. Yes, because in socialist countries, communist countries, what is the center of the country? It is not a system. It's not a set of values. It's the party. I tell you this all the time. It's the party. This is why in communist China, there are only 9 holy commandments. You go into a church, you go into a Catholic church, they're listed there. There's only 9. There's not 10. And I say this to people, which one do you think they got rid of? My first guess, and theirs is always the same. Well, thou shalt not kill, because China kills a lot. No. They left that one. Well, what one? The first commandment. Thou shalt have no God before me. Why? The party is the God, the Alpha, the Omega, the center of life. And this is what this poll shows. They hate America when they're not in charge. One more reason why. Let me tell you why. Because for us, we want less government. We want to be free. We want people off our backs. So we're happy when we're not in power, and we're happy when we're in power. They want to rule with an iron fist, or they can't be happy until they tell everyone, everywhere, what to do, what to think, what to wear, what to do. All day long. Or they can't be happy because they need power to do that. For us to be happy, we need a lack of power. And that is the difference.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.